My name is Kezia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Robert E. Reese, R-O-B-E-R-T, middle initial E, last name R-E-E-S. This patient was seen on October 24th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, which has remained stable. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process. Recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 20 from 22, creatinine of 1.35 from 1.46, and a GFR of 53 from 48. There is improving non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 796 milligrams from 826 milligrams. There is also evidence of selective proteinuria with serum albumin to creatinine ratio of 356 milligrams. The patient is currently on lisinopril. Period, we will continue to monitor to see if the proteinuria improves on its own. If it does not, we will consider starting him on either Farxiga or Kerendia for renal protection, cardiovascular protection, for the diabetes, as well as for weight loss, period. We will continue to monitor for now. He is euvolemic and has a stable blood pressure and weight, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained very well controlled, with blood pressure reading of 123 over 69 and on the current regimen, period. No changes. And current regimen, period. Next line, coronary artery disease. He follows with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, cardiologist. Next line, hyperlipidemia, with stable lipid panel, with the exception of increased triglycerides of 312 milligrams from 298 milligrams. We advise him to decrease his intake of simple carbohydrates, foods that are high in fat and cholesterol, to monitor any alcohol intake if he does drink, period. We will reevaluate the lipid panel for the next visit. He is currently taking atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with A1C of 7.2% from 7.6%. He follows with Hannah Campbell. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypomagnesemia, with serum magnesium of 1.4 from 1.6. This is likely related to his intake of Protonix, period. We recommend taking the Protonix only if necessary to prevent deterioration, to prevent further hypomagnesemia, period. We will monitor. If it continues, we recommend taking magnesium supplementation tablets for improvement. Next line, elevated cortisol level of 24.5. He follows up with Hannah and has an upcoming appointment with her period. She will follow up on that. She will further evaluate this period. Next line, depression, which is stable. Next line, GERD. We started the famotidine, famotidine, 40 milligrams, one tablet daily. For the GERD, we instructed him to take the protonics only if absolutely necessary, period. Next line. Arterial hypertension, which is under control with the current regimen. Next line, we will reevaluate this case and three months with laboratory workup. End.